here, and you can sit behind, okay? Do y'all two want to come over here too? So why don't you boys all sit in this bench? There we go. Thank you. All right, good morning, children. No, I don't want you to sit on there. I want you to sit right there. But thank you for doing that. So, this morning, I have a children's lesson that I'd like to share with you about respecting adults and elders. Have you ever heard about such a thing? If you've heard about such a thing, raise your hand. Okay, good. I'm not talking anything new this morning. I don't really have any amazing stories to go with this, but this lesson is a very important one that feels a little funny and maybe to share in a church setting because I think your parents will be teaching you this at home. But it's something that's greatly lacking in today's world where respect for authorities and elders is becoming less and less. When you think about respecting an adult, what do you think about? Somebody have any idea? Could be anything. Obeying them, listening to them, yeah, that's one. Honoring them, yeah. There's different ways. We'll talk about how we can honor them and how we can listen. Do you think this is talked about in the Bible?
Yeah.
It is?
In Ephesians,
yeah. Specifically, like, children obey your parents, the Lord, right? But we're not just talking about parents. We're talking about others as well. Does the Bible say anything else about maybe honoring other people aside from your parents? You think so? I think so too. Actually, I know so. But we're going to get through some of those verses. So I'm going to read a verse here found in the book of Leviticus 19:32. So, when God gave the law to his people Israel, he gave them a lot of commands, right? But one of the early commands that he gave them is this one. And I'll explain it to you afterward because I think there's some words in here you don't know. Hey, listen. Thou shalt rise before the hoary head and honor the face of an old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. What is a hoary head? Does anybody know what a hoary head is? Has anyone ever seen a hoary head? Wow, that is a hoary head. Well, guess what? Brother Randy has a hoary head. That means it's graying, it's turning gray. And there's other brothers here too. My head's probably, I actually have some hoary hairs coming in too. So what the Bible is saying here is that you should rise before the old person and honor the face of an old man. So how can you make that, how can you do that today? What does that mean? What do you think that means for you? If you're supposed to rise before the, can you just continue to walk around here, brother, since you're already a good example? He also has a hoary head. Here's an interesting thing. In the military, you can just stop right here. In the military, if somebody who has a higher rank, an officer, comes in the room, everybody's supposed to stand at attention. And back in the old days, when an adult entered the room, children were supposed to stand. Now, we don't do that these days. But definitely, if you were going to greet Brother Melvin, so Justin, how do you think you should greet him? If he were to walk in, would you be like, hey, Melvin? I think what you should do is stand up. Right? That's what the Bible says, right? Rise. So rise. Here he comes. Now stand up. And let's greet him like this. Good morning, Brother Melvin. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Well, I think whenever you greet an adult, you know, somebody comes in, you're not just like, hi, or ignore them, but you stand up and you're like, good morning, Brother Melvin. I'm glad to see you. Whatever you say.
Thank you.
But at least, good morning. Thank you, brother. I appreciate your spontaneity there. The Bible says that we're supposed to rise before the hoary head and honor the face of an old man. Back when Elisha was the prophet, some children dishonored him. Hey, do I need to divide you all? Hey, let's see. Why don't you sit back here? And can I have you sit back there too with her? That way you're both together and not like lonely. Is that okay?
We're not friends.
You're not friends? Can you be friends today?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm friends with Amy.
Okay, sure. Y'all both sit back there. Maybe later you'll become friends. Does that sound like a good idea? All right, thank you. Okay, no, that's great. You can stay seated. That's great. All right, but Elisha was going through a town, and as, you don't have to sit that far apart, as he went through the town, some children were following him and they were mocking him. Do you know what they said to him? What did they say? Go up, thou... Go up, thou bald head. Is that a nice thing to say to an old person? Go up, thou bald head. I don't know if we have any bald heads here. But that would be a rude thing to say, isn't it? Well, they were mocking him, saying that. And Elisha rebuked them, and bears came out. And they mauled a lot of the children. Some things about greeting I like to discuss about with an older person is not just to stand up when you greet somebody, but also look at their face. Sophia, I've noticed you do a really good job at that. I'm always impressed with the way you greet. And you too, Cameron, and I could say about some other ones as well. You do a really good job when you say good morning to me. You shake my hand, I'll shake your hand, and you say good morning. You look in my eyes. That is a nice thing to do to adults. And if possible, it's really nice if you can smile when you greet somebody. Because who wants to be like this? Good morning. Does that sound like a good morning? I might as well say, bad morning, sad morning. It's a good morning, you should smile, right? So stand, look in their eyes, smile, and shake their hand. And also, it's really nice if you can speak clearly enough, because honestly, when we get older, our ears stop working as well, and we don't hear as well. So if you say good morning loudly and clear, then they'll be able to hear you. And that is honoring them. In Job 32:4, is a verse that I find very interesting. So Job, remember, his friends were all talking among themselves about why Job was having all these problems. But there was a young man there that for all these 32 chapters, he didn't say a single word. He just sat there and he listened. After Job and his friends had stopped talking, let's read here what happened. Now, Elihu had waited till Job had spoken because they were elder than he. That's interesting, isn't it? In Job 12:12, it says, with the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days, understanding. What does that mean to us? Does anybody want to? Timmy, you have some thoughts about what that means? With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days, understanding. Explain that to us, because we kind of struggle with that. Means as you get older, you get wiser generally, right? Like with the old people, we could say with old people is wisdom. And the more years somebody has lived, they have more understanding. You could say it that way, right? Does that make sense? Would you agree with me? Raise your hand if you agree with me. Do you have a different interpretation? You do? Okay, no, you're good? All right, super. Here's some verses that talk about listening. When you're listening to an adult person, pay attention. Now, unfortunately, not all adults have wisdom. There are some foolish things that I've said and probably will continue to say. But generally speaking, when someone is talking to you, it's good to listen to them because they have more wisdom. They understand more things than you do, right? And if they ask you a question, reply to them in a mannerly way. So if somebody asks you a question, don't just be like, oh, I don't know, or I don't care. Or whatever it might be, your attitude might show that. But listen respectfully and give them a good answer. I couldn't think of any illustration right off the bat, but maybe you. Can you think of something real quick? Somebody ask you a question? That's a greeting. But anyway, you definitely want to listen and give them a reply in a mannerly way. One way you can do that is by, again, speaking clearly and looking at their face. If I'm talking to you like this, is this pretty mannerly? Do you think I'm even talking to you? I think I'm talking to the blackboard, right? So you want to look at them and answer them. In Proverbs 19:20, we read a verse that says, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. What does that mean? Hear counsel and receive instruction. Micah, what do you think? Hear counsel. Do you know what counsel is? Like another word for advice, maybe? So it says, like, hear advice and receive instruction. that thy latter, I'm sorry, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. What does that mean? Cameron, do you know what that means, to be wise in your latter end? So what is a latter end? Like maybe towards the end of your life, right? So if you hear counsel and you're receiving instruction now, when you're old, you're going to be wise. Isn't that nice? Do you want to be wise? How many of you wants to be dumb and stupid when they grow up? How many of you want to be dumb and stupid when you grow up? I didn't think so. No, Emily, you don't want to. How many of you want to be wise and full of wisdom, walking around full of knowledge? Maybe not in a proud way, but you've got lots of understanding. Very good. Put your hands down. Then that means that you need to hear counsel now and receive instruction. That way, when you are getting old, you'll have that wisdom. And you will be the old person walking around, seeing little children just like you. And when they have questions, you can give them wisdom. There's also a verse in the Bible. This is more in a church setting, but I think we can apply it to this. It says, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, the elder women as mothers. I've heard children tell me before when I've said, hey, you need to calm down or don't do that. You're not my dad. Do you think that's very nice? That's not nice at all. Generally, adults don't like to pick on children for the sake of picking on them. They like to see them happy, right? Doing good things. But sometimes children, you know, they can be a little bit loud, or they can be doing things that they're not supposed to. And when an adult says, hey, you shouldn't be doing that, if you're like, I'm not going to listen to you, that's rebuking them. The Bible says we shouldn't do that. But just like if your dad were to say, hey, don't do that, you would probably listen to him, right? I'm not going to spank any of you, but your dad probably would if you were behaving badly enough, right? Is that true? So I don't think you talk to your dad like that. So the Bible is saying that you should talk to older men like you would to your dad, or respect them, listen to them, and not rebuke them. In the same way, if an older woman is talking to you, that you listen to them or listen to her like you would your own mother, right? So one way of honoring them is to also listen. And you might disagree, like, well, actually, my dad lets me do this. Like, I might not know. Like, for me, I might say, my son's not allowed to do this, and I'm watching some of you, and I think, maybe you're not supposed to do that. Are you supposed to be doing that? And you're like, it's okay. My dad gave me permission. Then I say, all right, so long as your dad is giving you permission, that's great. But you don't supposed to just say, my dad said I could do it. I'm not listening to you. That's not very nice. So you need to be respectful. Another thing you can do to honor them, and it's very rude if you do this, is if two adults are talking and you run between them. You should at least pause, say excuse me, and kind of walk through quietly, right? Isn't that nice? Would you like if you were talking and I ran between you? I'd probably knock you over, right? That wouldn't be so nice. So, remember the words, excuse me or pardon me. Another way you can honor them is when adults are talking, you know, things get exciting, and you get louder, and soon everything is just a mess, and adults are like, whoa, I don't know what you're saying. So, if the adults are around, try to be, you know, a little bit on the quieter side. Here is a fun, interesting fact. Old people were once little, just like you were. Do you know that, Emily? Do you know that grandfather was once your age, and he was this tall? And sometimes he was naughty, too. I'm pretty sure he was, anyway. Oh, yeah. Did you know that Brother Melvin was once this tall? Brother Randy was once this tall? And that Emmanuel was this tall? And all the heights in between, all the way to this tall. Isn't that interesting? Do you know that they have lots of stories from when they were little? When they were good, or when they were bad? And they like to tell those stories sometimes. And you can learn a lot by listening to their stories. And they like, often I found that the older somebody gets, the more they like to tell stories from when they were little. So if you want to honor them, just ask them sometime. can you tell me a story when you were my age? I think most people will be very happy to tell you stories like that, and you'll most likely learn something from it. Lastly, in today's culture, it's very common to call adults by the first name. Hey, Josh. Hey, Steve. Karen. Right? But some people prefer to be called brother, sister, Mr., Mrs., Miss. So if you know that somebody, if your parents are raising you to say Brother Melvin, Brother Emmanuel, Brother Randy, or Mr., Mr. Jim, Mr. Littlefield, honor them and do that. That's a respectful thing to do. We don't call our president, hey Joe, or the prez, we call him Mr. President. And it's very respectful. It's something that not everybody teaches their children to do, but if you are taught to, remember that. It's very respectful. Even if your friends aren't doing it, be polite. And some adults don't like to be called Mr. They'll say, just call me whatever, just call me Joshua. And that's fine. But there are a lot of people who like to be called not by the first name, but have a title, Mr. or Mrs. So remember that. And also, along with that, some people like to say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. And if you know that somebody likes that, appreciates it, or if you're being taught it, make sure you do that as well. I know I gave you a lot of just various information here. I hope that can be encouraging to you. Do you have any thoughts, any questions before we dismiss? Any interesting ways? How do you honor your parents and people around you?
Obey.
Well, obey them. That's a given. But what are some ways that your parents are teaching you to honor adults? I'm pretty sure they're teaching you something. Don't you think so? You say, yeah, listen to them. Do your parents ever say, smile? Or do they ever say, hey, shake their hand? Do they ever say that to you? I know my mother did. Sometimes you'd be shy, you know, you don't want to say anything, whatever. But like, hey, say hi. They do? I thought so. So we'll run through a little bit of practice example. I'm going to pretend just to be an old, just pretend like I'm an old man, okay? So spring, I'm coming. How are you going to greet me? Are you just going to be like, I'm going to pretend you're not there. You're not there. Do you know Soraya? How would you greet me? I think you do a pretty good job of it. Yep, you stand. Yeah, very good. Thank you. You smiled. You looked in my eyes and you gave me a handshake. Now, as you get older, your handshakes will get nicer. But don't offer somebody a dead fish, okay? Do you want to shake this? I don't know if it's alive or not. You want to give a good, nice handshake. Good morning. Now, you didn't stand, but that's okay. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope that this is a good thing for you. You can think about it, and maybe your parents will, I don't know. If anything, I want to just reinforce whatever your parents are teaching you. You are dismissed.